Leap of Pazine.
Okay, sure. Ah, where are we holding?
Pazine.
Kavar Hevenu. We already brought down Shalel Asayd, who is man, Mesugal, the Tefillah of Isrotzen Godovu. And in Isrotzen, it's a time to daven. The Isa Besvarba Kadoshim, Sheikhers Manish al Tefillah, who be Eish Shalis Manishtana. The Swarms say that that time, the main time of the night that it's a roi for tefillah, is at the time of Manishtana. K'mashirinu etzah g'doylu v'tzadika oylum. Z'chusim yogin aleinu, sh'bashah sh'ilas Manishtana harid the mois. We find by tzadikim that during the Manishtana they would cry. Kana ben shoyl. The Mishnah says, Kana ben shoyl. Here the son asks. Ha'machuvin hu, sh'kan evshel leben dahainu am Yisrael, l'sh'oil kol ma sh'tzarech me'kadosh baruch hu. The Epshel is Palo Afabisha in a Roi. Wow. Since we said we brought down this whole idea of a Tal, if you remember, a Tal Shavasam in Havoida, a Koyachov, where the Tefillah is direct to Hashem, and it could be Niskavil even if we're not Roi, even without going through the normal Marechet of the Malachim that it has to go through. So he's saying that Tzadikim have said that the Ikr time is during the Manishtana, and the Remez is Kana Ben Shoyl. Here's the time to ask. Wow. The Magid Avram me Magid Mitrisk. The Trisk Magid Mivoyer Shadal Kushus Him Ala Golos. He explains the Dal Kashus as going on the Golos, as a remiss to the Golos. The Noidim is Swam Kedoshim Shalayla Meremis Rechoshkas Agolos. Laila, night. Night is always Merumis to the darkness of Golos, where things are unclear, where it's murky. The Zeu Ashele Manishtana Golozeh Manishtana Laila Zeh. The Remez is Manishtana Golozeh Shnitarech Kol Kach Yoisem Golias Akoidim. That it's so much longer than the previous Golias, and the Chizkum Agad explains the Manishtana on this Derech. Ayn Sham Dvar Makadoshim Ubelel Pesach Evshel Shol Shelezu Meomek Aleiv LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now is the time we can ask this Shaila from the depths of our hearts to Hashem. K'may Benim Ischat Lefnei Aviv. Like a son who sins before his father, Bezel Perish, Kana ben Shoyl, Shiyochol Lishoyl Bebechinas Ben Mekarish Baruch Hu, Lob Bebechinas Avodim. A Meschata might not be the right word over there. Not sure. Yeah? Bebechinas Ben Mekarish Baruch Hu, we're sons of Hashem, Lob Bebechinas Avodim. Right? That the Ben can ask certain questions that the Eved can't ask. So there's a closeness of Bonim. You have to ask that. It's the time Hashem wants to hear that question and that tefillah. Yadua uvdo. It's a known fact. Which I'll be there Thursday night. A person. Now I have something to say over. Came there on Shabbos to the Jenks.
I'm sure you have plenty to say.
Yeah, that's like we'll be empty shulchan, and in the middle of the table, Shama Rabbi Melech, Ech Shama Necher at Tzadik, Oy Tato, Oy Tato. Ech Shama Necher at Tzadik, his grandson was saying, Oy Tato, Oy Tato. The Maile Rabbi Melech, Dumalav Avivu, maybe it's not his father. Okay. Achrei Shabbos chozel ov v'sipalei ma'ashoya. So after Shabbos went back to his father and told him what happened. Amul Aviv, his father said, Shai tzorech lanois, he should have answered. Tichsev, sh'al avichav yegeidcha. Sh'al avichav yegeidcha. Sh'ev shal shol es bechinas av. You could ask from the av. V'im shoyo koyach zeh shal aviv. And if you ask Mimichin of, then he will tell you. Hashem will connect him to it. I'm not sure what happened exactly.
No, I understand the story.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe we can't say it over. She gave Bam Yuchas Echad the Shabbos Etzloi. The Shabbos Etzloi. Bam Zar Shulchan. Shoma Rabbi Mimelech Ich Shomar. Nechad Atzadik Oitata Oitata. My lawyer, Rabbi Melech, we do my love over who? What's the Gemara going on in Chulin? What's the Gemara going on in Chulin over there with my love over who? I don't remember. After Shabbat, Chaz, Lavi, we see below Mashaoyo, and below Avish, I talk Lanois. I have to look up the Gemara. Okay. We have to look up the Gemara. Shari Tzarech Lanois, Tuchsev Shalav Yichav Yikeitcha. Yeah. Should we look at the Gemara for a second? You want to pause it for a second? You did pause it?
Basically.
Okay, anyway, basically.
Yeah.
So what happened was, he was saying, Tata Tata, Oy Tata Tata. Meaning, I guess he was calling out to Hashem, and he told him, "How do you know the Duma?"
No,
I think he was calling out to him. He should have answered him, meaning he was explaining to him that the Rebbe Melech was trying to bring out something from him, he was trying to teach him something. So he told him, you should have answered him because the Pasuk says, Sha'al avichav yegeidcha. Shev shalush ol es bechinas av, yim shoyo koyach zer shal aviv, oz v'yegeidcha yikshoy yisoy gadosh baruch hu lazeh. Meaning there's a koyach.
Even if we're not really raw,
even if it's not, yeah.
Yeah, like, but if you call to that level of av, then the Baruch Shalom will respond. Just tell him exactly the vice of that's so clear to me, but that's what he was teaching him. Okay, so apizeh yeshloim at the Kana ben Shoyl. That's what we're saying over here also. Kana ben Shoyl. Hayne shabelo pezach yishal kol echad as a koyach lishal koyach zeh shal ben shenach the banu lavin yishmer shemaim. We can use that koyach. Vaz yishal koyach lishal bakoshes magadish baruch hu b'bchin is ben. She ben mechapis b'gnoz of the malka. The ben can go and look in the hidden place, the hidden treasures of the king. A son has a right to ask certain questions or look at the certain things that maybe an Eved can't. And this is the time for that, to use that koyach. It's very close. Could talk in a way that you maybe can't talk the rest of the time. Right? Sometimes you have to be more reserved. There's different ways. Right? Like the Gemara talks about. An Eved, and sometimes it's like a Ben, and the Ben could ask in a starker way. Okay, I gotta run now. The tefillahs have to come from this desire for Geula, because that's what it's about. But more in Naim Kosev, Shemash Kosev Chazal, Benitzin Nigulu, Benitzin Nosidin Ligoyel, Tahainu Shalayama, Yokitrik, Shielav Elo Yovdeva Dezara. By the Yam, we know that there was a Kitrik on Bnei Israel. Why are they better than the Mitzrayim? They're also a Dezara. So how could Hashem begoil them? What's the answer to that kitrig? Mitzrayim, right before they left, they did the Seder just like we do nowadays. But and they spoke in Yetzias Mitzrayim even though it didn't happen yet. They spoke about it with such a munah like it happened already. And with those chassadim that they brought down by speaking about it, that brought about the geula. And when we say that a nisan will have the future geula, the yeshgolus klali v'yeshgolus prati. There's a golus that everyone goes through in a personal way, the yisurim that people go through, and by talking about it and bringing down these chassadim in this month of nisan, that itself will bring about the geula. And We have to talk about it with an amunah and daven with it with an amunah that's so real that's going to happen already, and that will give it the koyach to bring it about. And what he's saying is here also that even if the actual gula for Klai Yisrael doesn't happen this year, which hopefully it will, but each individual person can live with gula, and there's a tremendous opportunity this time to bring that out. To bring that about. Okay, be back in 5 minutes.